As last week's new tourism promotion disaster brought Rhode Island more bad national press, Raimondo lamented the attitudes of too many ocean staters. Quote, "We have to get past this persistent negativity," the governor said. Then she urged Rhode Islanders to be positive and optimistic. Okay, so we're New Englanders and we're direct. Few in Providence and nobody in Boston cares whether you're having a nice day. We're a parochial and provincial speck of a state. Outsiders say the only thing colder than winter in New England is the people. But the job of a governor is to lead, and on many issues, Raimondo's been a needed breath of fresh air. On the tourism debacle, not so much. Growing the tourist economy has been a Raimondo priority since her 2014 campaign. So where have she and her Commerce Secretary, Stephen Pryor, been on the rollout of this expensive mess? Last September, a Tourism Advisory Board member says Pryor's office received a warning about the state of affairs at the State Tourism Office. This person spoke to Rhode Island Public Radio on the condition of anonymity, but the point was that lacking resources over the years, the state's tourism database had become woefully out of date, a fact that was certain to be revealed with the rollout of a new state tourism campaign. Well, that's precisely what happened. The state rolled out a redesigned tourism website that was riddled with inaccuracies. The criticism has come from well beyond Rhode Island's narrow borders. The Boston Globe, the region's most influential media outlet, called the rollout, quote, a public debacle. That's not the kind of publicity you want in a state trying to attract visitors. Raimondo's busy and can't pay attention to every detail of state government, but one would think she would have been excited enough about the new tourism campaign to personally take a look at the website. Among her political confidants are stellar public relations experts such as John Duffy, president of Duffy & Shanley, a PR and advertising firm, and Barbara Cottom of Citizens Bank. The companies who put this campaign together are all from outside the state. Why not tap some local expertise, at the very least, to review the campaign before making it public? That said, some of the media criticism has been silly. Talk radio assailed the state's marketing czar for knowing nothing about the Gaspy Parade. That's more a local pride celebration than tourist destination. Rather than hanging wall out to dry, the governor and Pryor should have issued a heartfelt apology to the taxpayers and promised to fix the mess. The entire project needs a serious reassessment. Their scant promotion of some of the state's greatest assets, especially our colleges and theaters. The last time I was at the Gamm Theater in Pawtucket, I sat next to a couple from Boston. If Raimondo wonders where the negativity in Rhode Island starts, maybe it's time she looked in the mirror. Since taking office, Raimondo's criticized the General Assembly for putting budgets together in the dark. She's also hammered away at our broken schools, our poorly trained workforce, and depicted our transportation infrastructure as the nation's worst. Are we really any different from the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority or other states with bad infrastructure? This "everything that happened before I got here was awful" attitude is not worthy of such a smart and talented politician as Raimondo. Perhaps she should start taking responsibility and lighten up a bit. Don one of those Rhode Iceland t-shirts that are making the rounds, or have the tourism folks offer a paid vacation in Rhode Island to an Icelandic skateboarder who wins a contest. Providence is definitely warmer than Reykjavik in winter, and we're cool, too.